This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning is gaining momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase elections in Maharashtra. Leaders of all political parties are busy holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed election meetings at Chetna Maidan in Garhwa and in Chaibasa. In his Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Chaibasa, Mr. Modi said the union government has empowered Adivasis across the state, but the Hemant Soren-led government has humiliated them. Prime Minister Modi criticized the JMM-led coalition in Jharkhand for allegedly supporting Bangladeshi infiltrators. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties, including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organizations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people have been killed and 19 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pori's Naini Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. Intensive relief and rescue operations were launched, involving teams from the SDRF, NDRF, police and local authorities. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. The Chief Minister has directed the suspension of the ARTO of the concerned areas in Pori and Almora. He has also instructed the Commissioner of Kumau Division to conduct a magisterial inquiry into the incident. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. India has condemned the acts of violence in Canada's Ontario perpetrated by extremists and separatists at the Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton yesterday. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. The United States will vote for its 47th president tomorrow. Republican nominee and former president Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. On the final day of campaigning today, the presidential hopefuls are holding rallies, focusing on the crucial swing states of Pennsylvania and Michigan. Harris is set to appear in the cities of Allentown, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. On the other hand, Trump will be in North Carolina before making appearances in Pennsylvania and Michigan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. On the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages and serving the diaspora. In Indonesia, at least 10 people lost their lives after a series of volcanic eruptions took place in the eastern part of the country, spewing explosive plumes of lava and ash on surrounding villages and burning down several houses. Mount Lebotobi Laki Laki, located in the southeastern part of Flores Island, erupted last night, triggering more than a dozen earthquakes and forcing authorities to evacuate several nearby villages. The domestic benchmark indices today slumped over 1% amid sell-off across sectors as investors grew cautious ahead of the US presidential election and Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting this week. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 942 points to 78,782. And with that, we end this news bulletin.